represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There are now at least 1,600 coronavirus cases and 40 deaths confirmed in the United States. World Health Organization spokesman Tarek Yasarevich says worldwide, 80% of infected people don't get very sick.
And out of those 20% who will develop a severe illness such as pneumonia, some of these people will die. And that's obviously of a great concern.
Sporting events, concerts, and lots of other large gatherings are canceled. Thousands of schools are closed nationwide. Work in Congress on a coronavirus relief bill.
Democratic leaders are working with Senate Republicans in the White House on legislation mitigating the spread of the virus. It will deliver testing for everyone, protect Americans' livelihoods, as well as protecting industry and commerce as Majority Leader Mitch McConnell cancels a scheduled recess. And it seems bipartisanship should deliver results.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Radar is quiet right now. I see some showers north of Birmingham. That's along a weakening front. That front is going to sink southward into central Alabama today, but as it continues to sink southward, the front will weaken further, and there could be a few spotty showers around today, maybe even a thunderstorm, according to future radar, but I don't think everybody's going to get wet. As a matter of fact, more towns will stay dry than get wet. A very warm day today, again, with upper 70s to around 80. We had 85 yesterday.
Wow.
Mild tonight, overnight low 60. Tomorrow, another warm day. As a matter of fact, a warm weekend with highs in the low to mid 80s. Phenomenal in March because you can have just a variety of weather, including severe weather, but we're not going to see that. Rain chances under 20% tomorrow. I would say way under 20% tomorrow. And then a few scattered showers on Sunday, perhaps. Monday, mid 70s with scattered showers. Better chance of rain Tuesday. And the pollen count in the medium high to high range right on through the early part of next week. Right now, partly cloudy. South winds 5 miles per hour. It's a mild 64 degrees at 7:04.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Coronavirus Introvert.
Mr. Coronavirus Introvert.
You don't like to go out. You like to stay home.
It's me.
So when the news says everything is closed and everyone should stay home, you feel like it's Christmas morning.
It's what you always wish life could be.
You've been in self-quarantine for years. So when your neighbor is giddy with the idea of everyone being locked in their homes and any kind of interpersonal human contact has become taboo, he's not happy about disease. He's just Mr. Coronavirus Introvert, a real American hero.
Coronavirus Introvert.
I bet all your cats love that you're home.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't have any cats, but yeah, I'm, that's
been
totally me.
Been preparing for this your whole life.
Totally me. I'm
a stay-at-home guy, too.
I always have been. If you're, if you're feeling the sniffles and the sickness or whatever, stay home.
Never.
Try to find a way to get tested if you can to make sure that you're, not... not carry the thing about the whole situation is that you don't know about the time if you start getting symptoms for it. Mm-hmm. That means you've had it for at least
5 days.
Yep. At which time you were spreading it around without ever knowing you had it.
It has never been such an awkward time to have allergies.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I hear Rich talking about the pollen count. I'm like, those poor people with allergies, you know how suspicious people are.
Yeah, right.
People going to be looking at you
You just cough? Like, I've been coughing.
And the problem that it spreads so easily, I mean, and you'd be fine. Like, if I get it, I'm going to have the sniffles or whatever, and I'll be fine. Yeah. My immune system's not in any kind of... bad situation.
Exactly.
But I'm going to be, but if I'm coming into contact or moving around or outside or going around to businesses or functions or things like that, it's spreading every time I touch something.
Well, obviously, like you mentioned yesterday, what if somebody, we have a small company here. What if somebody gets it? We're going to have to self-quarantine ourselves for at least 2 weeks, right?
I mean, if somebody has it here, it's almost guaranteed that everybody's going to have it.
Yeah, this is a petri dish in here.
There's no real chance. It's just the fact of your... And I think most people here have a pretty good immune system.
I think so.
And should be able to recover from it just fine. It's the people who don't. It's the people who have... a less than stellar immune system or other pre-existing conditions that this is really going to have an issue with.
Yeah.
And that's the reason that these steps are being taken. The toilet paper steps and the stuff being wiped out of the stores, that's not a step that's being taken.
Pallets of water
that's
were
just
hard
people
to
going nuts.
And the water thing, like...
You know, I have water brought into my house in a pipe.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're Rich Thomas, like, of course.
Unlimited,
I
mean, even.
Yeah, I could just turn a nozzle and there's water.
It's so weird how that happens, but like people feel like we need to go buy.
Do you have one of those? Do you have one of those filter things that are connected to the tap?
The refrigerator. So there's water going into the refrigerator, and then there's a filter. So I'm getting pretty good water coming out of the.
I was curious how those ones that attach to your actual.
I don't know
tap or whatever work.
But
if they're
even then,
if they
do anything. I'm sure it's fine.
When you go to when you go to a restaurant and you drink water and it's tap water, can you taste? I can taste it.
You know, that's really funny. Jay and I were talking about his bougie water taste before the show ever started.
So this bottle of water.
Yeah.
Downstairs, she said, "How much did you pay for that bottle of water?" I said, "I don't remember.
Like,
I bought
it's like this huge bottle of water, like this fancy Fresh Market bottle of water with like extra electrolytes.
It's 1.5 liters. It says it's electrolyte enhanced water, purified water, and electrolytes for taste. That I bought from the Fresh Market because I only wanted the bottle.
I tasted it.
You know."
And there is a difference.
I grew up on tap water, and the tap water that had fluoride.
Yeah.
And so that they put fluoride in it before the teeth and I never had cavities before.
They still put fluoride in the water, don't they?
Well, I would think so, but they don't
in the bottle.
A lot of people drink that kind of water and you don't get the fluoride. So I'm wondering if kids have more cavities now in that they're not getting the fluoride that I got when I grew up.
I don't know. Well, these babies are going to get tap water. These are tap water babies. These aren't bottled water babies.
I didn't drink a lot of water as a kid, honestly. I didn't start doing this water kick until probably about 5 or 6 years ago.
Right.
And now I drink 2 of these a day.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So I'll have this one when it's done, and we get done here at about 9 o'clock. I'll then have a thing of coffee.
Yep.
I'll finish that up, and then I'll have another one of these before I leave.
You're so good, and I'm
so
pregnant.
Regular.
That's how I'm supposed to be, and I'm really trying, but it's just not happening.
I'm telling
like
you,
that.
There is a difference. So
when are you due?
Well, technically July 1st, but they're twins, so, you know. June 1st-ish.
They're probably going to post.
That's why you said
they're
going to
postpone your. They're going to postpone your delivery.
You put.
Oh my God! No. I will not. Okay, I will go wherever we have to go.
Are they going
to
limit audience attendance?
Right now, it is. No. Well, it would be limited anyways. But visitors, they actually do. And of course, so I'm on these like mommy groups, which. There are some nuts on there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There are some nutty mommies, but there are, like, some that are, you know, posting things like, you get no visitors. Like, you get your partner.
Right.
You get baby daddy, whoever that may be, or, like, one more.
Baby daddy.
I mean, a
parents
baby daddy out of the
your
picture.
Mom and dad?
No. Like,
wow.
Yeah, so they're, like, really limiting. So I'm hoping that, you know.
Oh, is that because of the...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't think about the added dimension of pregnancy.
Yeah, well, and they say that pregnant women aren't catching it, like, you know, at a higher rate, but it's just harder to get you well because you've got these things, like, pushing on your lungs, and your lungs aren't working how they're supposed to anyways. But, like I said, if I wasn't, you know, if I was younger and not pregnant, I would be out there, taking advantage of those deals.
I'm definitely ruling out pregnancy.
Yeah, I saw some friends of mine sent some pictures from Seattle.
Yep.
which is, you know, ground zero.
Yeah, right.
They showed Pike's Place Market down, you know, that busy market.
I saw that.
Nobody there.
I bet they're not even throwing fish.
No, they're not. It's just, it's empty.
Have you seen that? Have you seen the throwing the fish at the Pike's?
Yeah,
it is completely empty down
is
there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Are they allowed, or are people just self-quarantining?
I think it's that.
It's self-quarantine.
They're not closing it or anything like that.
But the thing is that there's no point, if there's nobody down there buying anything, there's no point in opening.
Right.
So a lot of the little vendor stations that are in the market are just
the economy
closed.
All these, the ripple effect is
very, and the March Madness, look at that. And think about the people who had hotel reservations, gone. The think about restaurant. Okay, I was talking with Lewis from Capital. Where he came in yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this was after they had announced March Madness was not going to take place. And I said, well, think about, and that's up in Nash. I don't know where it's, where's March Madness?
Well, they do it in
SEC was in Nashville.
They do it in various cities.
Various cities,
yeah.
But think about the businesses who were preparing for this.
Oh, yeah.
Where restaurants would say, you know, we're going to get flooded with people. Let's go ahead and put in a large order of all this food and things we're going to need.
Yeah.
And we'll pay for that by all the revenue we'll get from all these people coming in. Now they're not.
Not only that, even local sports bars.
I was going to say, even like here,
local sports bars were that depend on that kind of business during that kind of
It's a huge ripple effect, and it's going to be going on for a while.
Who makes Lysol? What company makes Lysol?
Oh, God, Johnson & Johnson, maybe?
Johnson & Johnson's having a great week.
I bet.
Okay, like Lysol.
Yeah, the toilet paper manufacturers.
Right, like Charmin having a great week.
Oh, yeah, Charmin. Charmin stock is up.
Yeah, right? I wish I would have thought about that, last week.
Right, yeah.
Buy you some stock in Charmin.
Is it Johnson & Johnson?
It's distributed by
Procter & Gamble?
No, yeah. Reckitt Benckiser.
Oh.
Reckitt Benckiser out of New Jersey.
Okay, well, those New Jersey folks are having a good week.
Yeah, that and the toilet paper folks.
Right?
Wow.
Those Charmin Bears are going to be living it up.
Well, I could have, foreseen the Lysol thing, I think, but I wouldn't have foreseen the toilet paper thing.
The toilet paper thing,
They told me at the store, I went to Publix, and the lady said there was a fight earlier over the last hand sanitizer.
Good Lord.
As soon as they opened the doors yesterday morning at Publix, there was a fight.
See, which is weird because, all right, my office, we have things of hand sanitizer anyways. And then, soap. What were you fools doing before?
Yeah.
Why weren't you washing your hands before? Mm-hmm. You should.
For the first time yesterday, I did the hand sanitizer wipe across the buggy at the
store. My husband said. That's funny. That's what my husband said. He was like, I would have never thought about
that's
that, but I do not
time,
go.
First time I've ever done that.
That's what he said. He was like, I never think about that, but I sure did yesterday.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got random facts.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. While there are no confirmed cases of coronavirus in Alabama, state and local officials are preparing their response. Montgomery City and county leaders will brief the public today on community readiness and preparations underway. Several local universities are now switching to online classes to help curb the spread of the virus. Troy University is offering online classes until April 6th. Auburn University and Auburn Montgomery are doing the same until April 10th. And Alabama lawmakers approved additional money for coronavirus testing and response to increase the number of people being screened for the rapidly spreading illness. The Alabama Senate approved a $5 million supplemental appropriation for the Alabama Department of Public Health. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I love the folks at Lewis Lawn, a great local business that's expanded over the last year to offer new types of mowers, including the large tractor-style mowers. But the one I was most recently introduced to is called the Ego. This is a product that's battery-charged, and all you do is hit the start button. Their mowers are excellent. They come in all configurations, push or self-propel. They have edgers and trimmers that work the same way. You charge them up, and when you're ready to use, you hit start, and you're good to go. Really easy. However, they carry all the great product lines, including zero-turn mowers by Echo and Exmark and all the great Toro products. I'm a Toro guy myself. They also carry Shindawa products and everything else you need to keep your yard neat and beautiful. For a do-it-yourselfer, it's the place to go. And at Lewis Lawn, behind the scenes, they have a service department that can take care of any issue that may come up. If you have a mower and you want to get it ready for the mowing season, take it to Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Have them sharpen the blade, change the plug, flush it out, and get it ready to go. You'll get a much better look on your lawn with a sharp blade, because a dull blade will drive the grass down and dig it out. If you see circles on your lawn, those aren't UFOs landing on your property. That's a mower that needs a blade sharpening. Lewis Lawn. Call ahead at 244-9191 if you have any questions. Or again, stop by and see this great team, this great local business, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, next to Walter Craig.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry, Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Pepperidge Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultations. Saturday, March 28th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center. Bring your cars, kids, and canines for a fun-filled afternoon. And the best antique car will get a prize. Beer and margarita specials from Cuckoo's, plus 10% off your meal, your daily dose of caffeine, a discount on teas and shakes, and a very special drink from New Wave Nutrition. Partners for Pets will be offering 10% off on mobile grooming coupons. And Earnest Financial will be there to help you with your financial future. So if your car is old or new, come out to the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center Saturday, March 28th from 11 until 3. It's going to be lots of fun, and admission is free. Cars, Cuckoo's, caffeine, canines, and consultation. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial LLC.
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and door busters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
And now, a star is born. On March 13th, 1911, the world welcomed little baby L. Ron Hubbard. There was no question the future science fiction writer would go on to found Scientology.
Congratulations. It's a level 5 thetan-free non-SP.
Oh, thanks, Xenu. L. Ron Hubbard, a star is born.
And now, it's time for...
It's 11.
Random.
I always want to say 6. Yeah. I don't know why. But yeah, we got 11 random facts. Here we go.
We might take a break after 6.
Yeah. Did you know California is the first state to ban pet stores from selling pets from commercial breeders under the Pet Rescue and Adoption Act?
I did hear about that.
I applaud that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pet stores may sell only rescue and shelter animals.
I like that.
Violators of the law will be fined $500 per animal. California citizens can still buy pets directly from private breeders if they want to, but a pet store
can't do it.
Can't do it.
I got you. Good. I like it.
So, good job on them. Did you know American cyclist Greg LeMond was accidentally shot with 60 shotgun pellets during a hunt? He lost 65% of his blood volume. 2 years later, with 35 pellets still in his body, he won the 1989 Tour de France.
De France.
Becoming the first and only American to win that twice.
What's his name again?
Greg LeMond.
Okay.
Well, I feel like he had a head start with the last name. I mean, you know, the Tour de France, I feel like he had a head start.
Concerned that his team would drop him if they knew the shooting accident required a second surgery, LeMond asked the surgeons to remove his appendix at the same time so he could say that he had his appendix removed. He then informed his team that he had his appendix removed, but the rest of the story was left somewhat vague so that they wouldn't know that he was actually shot. So.
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
This is a repeat random fact.
Okay.
I haven't done it in a long time, and I like it so much, and sometimes people haven't heard of it before.
Recycled.
Did you know that movie trailers were originally shown after the feature film? That is why they are called trailers.
Oh.
I did not know that, actually.
They trailed at the end of the film. Theaters quickly noticed that people would simply leave when the main feature was complete, so they started showing the trailers before the movie instead, and the name just stuck around.
Interesting.
Movie trailers.
Yeah.
Did you know when the University of Nebraska Cornhuskers play football at home to a sellout crowd, the full stadium becomes the state's third largest city?
That doesn't surprise me. It's Nebraska.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do?
And I forget how many years they've sold out. Big Red has, but it's a number of years. Wow.
Yeah, back when you could gather in a public place.
Mm-hmm.
Too long for the good old days, which were like, I don't know, last year.
Which were, like 2 days
like
ago.
Like a couple of weeks.
Not long ago, really, to be honest with you. Did you know, in 1665... Mm-hmm. The University of Cambridge temporarily closed due to the bubonic plague. Isaac Newton had to work from home.
Too relevant, Jay. Too relevant.
So, Isaac Newton, well, he had the internet at home. And
yeah, right. He had to work from home. He used that time at home to develop calculus and the theory of gravity.
Oh, so, you know, maybe some big things are coming down the pipe from this.
So what are you doing while you're stuck at home? I'm playing Call of Duty. This could open up a lot of different things, this whole quarantine thing that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It could open up a world of people to this whole remote working situation. It's like, wait a second, this isn't half bad. You guys keep doing this.
I have seen the things like, we're going to find out how many meetings could have been emails.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
I know that we're going to talk a lot about it on our show tomorrow about what they've done with some of the video game tournaments and things like this, because they've canceled those. But talk about how it might actually kind of be a way to step back and say, let's look at how we can improve upon this.
Facilitate innovation.
Yeah, exactly.
The world would never be quite the same. I think we're going to be looking at things differently now, you know?
So, did you know dogs will get sprayed by skunks often? Because here's how it works. Skunks will lift their tails as a warning. When skunks do that, that's a warning. However,
dogs come closer.
Dogs see that as an invitation.
Uh-huh.
They're like, wait, I can go smell that. Which they do, and then they get sprayed.
Get sprayed, yeah.
In fact, the first thing says that... my dog got sprayed directly in the face last summer. The same thing happened to my dog. After spending hours scrubbing his dumb face, he went right back to the bush he got sprayed in, clearly having learned nothing.
Right.
When we come back, we're going to have more random facts on the way. In fact, we're going to talk about pop music. 1793 with the yellow fever, a syndrome called the Prader-Willi syndrome. The... Costa Rica Sloth Institution.
Obviously a very fine institution.
Yes. lowercase letters and uppercase letters. We'll talk about an old way of how those were distinguished.
Okay.
And Ruth Buzzy. Talk about Ruth Buzzy. All coming up on Random Facts right now. We're going to go down to the traffic dungeon and see what's going on the roads.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, looking pretty good right now. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery, but no problems on the interstate. East South Boulevard and East Boulevard building got moderate traffic there. Got some congestion. Northeast Boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway over to Wears Ferry Road. All in all, things are looking good. Got no accidents into us to tell you about at this time. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serving Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I didn't know this about my friend Larry Stevens, but he was a LASIK patient at Montgomery Eye Physicians at Montgomery Eye LASIK. And it was great to hear him describe how within a matter of hours, he opened his eyes and saw everything 20/20 again. I would love to have that experience. Maybe you would, too, if you're tired of glasses and contacts and all the hassle that goes with them. But LASIK will not correct all vision because I did call 271-3804. I did make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. There is no charge for any of that, by the way. Unfortunately, my vision issue cannot be fixed with a LASIK procedure. I was disappointed because I wanted to do it. It's a step you have to take, and really, you do need to know whether or not LASIK is an option. And since it doesn't cost you one red cent, why not? 271-3804. Larry's LASIK was performed by Dr. Swan. He and the partner at Montgomery Eye, Dr. Shin, are two of the best anywhere. So you're in the best possible hands when it comes to vision restoration or any other corneal specialist type of need. That's 271-3804. To learn more about this incredible group with three-quarters of a century of experience, go to onlinemep.com. That's onlinemep.com for Montgomery Eye. Across from Chappie's on Vaughn Road.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now it's time for
5
random facts.
And it is 5.
It is 5, yeah. That's exactly why I let it roll. Did you know in 1793, a yellow fever epidemic in Philadelphia killed 10% of the people there and forced another 40% to flee the city? The savior of the city? Winter, which killed off the mosquitoes that were transmitting the disease.
Interesting. How about that?
And again, going back to this, the doctors and folks don't know enough about the virus to tell you that, well, when it warms up, it's going to go away. We think it might. We don't know.
Wouldn't that make it
nice?
Right, exactly. And then we wonder, if it does go away, does it just kind of go dormant until the cold weather comes back?
Yeah, exactly. But don't by that know. Time, hopefully we have a vaccine.
Yeah, we just don't know.
Yep.
That's not to scare you. It's just to let you know that it's not, there's very little known about this, really.
We don't know
really.
If it's going to be a few weeks of weirdness or a long time.
Yeah. Did you know of a syndrome? It's called the Prader-Willi syndrome.
Okay.
It's an interesting one. I've done a couple that are just some really strange sort of diseases and syndrome, and this is another one on the list. Those who are affected by this can never have the sensation of feeling full.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez.
If they are left unattended, they would literally eat until their bellies burst.
You're kidding.
They would just continue to eat. Sufferers, I almost said stuffers, are also afflicted with diminished mental capacity, so they can't understand that the dangers that are involved with
the sounds situation. Like, sounds a lot like pregnancy.
Do you have weird cravings?
Do you have diminished mental capacity?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes to both.
Okay.
Yeah, that's... It's one of the... Oh, man. Did you know there is a sloth institution in Costa Rica dedicated to rehabilitating injured sloths? It was created by a photographer who has now also published the sweetest sloth book called Sloth Love. That's a lot of sloth.
I was just thinking that. I was like, I don't know how I could say that again.
But until you've seen a baby sloth, which I need to show you this.
What's this? Let me see. Wasn't it a Captain Antonio song?
Okay.
Oh, no, it's Muskrat Love.
I did not know that there was a sloth institute, sloth but
look
we need
that.
To visit.
Oh, the little cutie sloth.
Look at that little sloth.
Little baby sloth.
There's a cute little slothy.
I need one.
That is a good-looking animal.
Did you know, prior to the printing press in the 1450s, by the way, you know why we call them lowercase letters and uppercase letters? I know Rich might because I've done this random fact, but I don't think Dana
does.
No, but I'm going to assume like Gutenberg like had like one in an uppercase and one in a lowercase.
You're exactly right. Where the letters sat in a case for the printing presses, the larger letters were in the uppercase of the case.
Interesting.
And the smaller ones were in the lower, and that's how they got the upper and lower.
Context clues.
But prior to that, though, how did we identify them? We didn't call them capital letters.
Yeah.
and whatever, little letters, I don't know. But lowercase letters were called minuscule, and uppercase letters were called majuscule letters. So that was prior to the printing press. And finally, did you know that laughing comedian Ruth Buzzy, her father was kind of well known. He was a stone sculptor, Angelo Buzzy. He worked on the ornamentation for Penn Station and the American Museum of Natural History. He was also asked to work on Mount Rushmore, but he declined due to his fear of heights.
Huh.
Who knew?
I know that.
I did not know that.
Is she still alive?
She is still alive, as far as I know.
I think we may have done her birthday recently, and I can't remember.
I've never heard of her.
Oh, yeah. Boy, you're too young for laughing.
Okay. Fair enough. I was going to say, I've never heard of her. One-hour sketch comedy show.
Just a little clip, quick.
She has a birthday in July. She is 83 years old.
Okay.
And still kicking.
Yep.
Good for her.
Mm. And her father's still sculpting.
Is he?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. Those are your random facts. There we go.
Okie dokie.
We got them all in. So we're going to caucus. And get a pop quiz question to ask you. While I do that, we're going to get the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
We do see some showers on the radar right now, mostly north of Birmingham, but that's with a frontal system that'll be heading southward as the day goes on today and becoming weaker as it does. It was a big deal front yesterday. North of Alabama, there was severe weather, but it's not going to be that kind of deal here. We're going to be seeing some spotty showers, maybe a thunderstorm later on. Some towns won't get any. High today, well, not as warm as yesterday is 85, but we're looking for upper 70s to around 80 today. We'll take that. And then mild tonight, overnight low 60. A very warm weekend ahead and relatively quiet, too, with highs in the low to mid 80s over the weekend. Rain chances just about nil tomorrow, but maybe a few spotty showers on Sunday. Not a big deal. Then Monday, mid-70s, scattered showers. Better chance of rain Tuesday. And the pollen count in the medium high to high range right on through the weekend and into the early part of next week. Right now this morning, partly cloudy skies. Temperature is still a mild 64, 736.
All right. That's what I was looking for. All right, here comes your pop quiz question. If you think you know the answer to this, call us at 272-9228. If you'd like to win a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlets. In 1665, the University of Cambridge had to close due to the bubonic plague. Well, this guy stayed home from work and, you know, did some really great things there. I won't say what because that'll just completely give it away.
Yeah, it will give it away.
But who was it?
I see.
Who stayed home from Cambridge University during the bubonic plague that we talked about earlier? Give us a call, 272-9228. 272-9228 for a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlet. Speaking of, here's Greg to tell you about it.
When you walk to the door of your local food outlet, it's like taking a walk back in time. When you look at prices, you're going to say, this can't be. This is too low. Everything in Food Outlet is cost plus 10%. No membership fees or anything like that to get the same great value. In the meat department this week, USDA ground beef, $1.97 a pound. $1.97. Boston Butts, 98 cents. And how about your favorite sausage, Konecka, $3.38 a package. It's $4.99 at the chains. Bluebell ice cream to finish off the perfect meal, $4.50 for the full half gallon. The chain stores, they charge closer to $8. There are three locations to start saving big money every week without clipping a coupon at Food Outlet in Millbrook on Highway 14, west of 31 on Main Street in Prattville, and I'll see you Sunday mornings at Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard next to East Brooklyn Market and Antique Mall. Food Outlet.
All right, welcome back. We've got people on the line here who want to call in for
a lot of callers.
Well, I know. We got a full bank of calls. Yes.
I know. Y'all are killing me over here.
I know. I'm so sorry. Because I didn't explain to Dana how the whole situation worked there. I told her how to fill out the winter sheets, but I forgot to tell you how we do the contest phones. So, who is on, who we have on line one?
That's Edward.
Edward is on line one.
Okay.
All right. Let me get. I'm putting his name. Trying to get all these names straight.
Because we're gonna have a drawing coming up at about 8:56, roughly somewhere around there.
So just to let you know first, everybody who is on the line right now, please stay on the line. I need to get your names for our drawing at the end of the show here. So please stay on the line. Even if you're not the winner, please stay on the line. Is this Edward?
Hey, Edward.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Edward. What's the first letter of your last name, real quick?
M.
Okay. All right.
Do you know
who it was? Who stayed home?
Yes, it was Sir Isaac Newton.
That is correct.
It certainly was.
He discovered calculus and also the theory of gravity.
You got it.
Oh, there you go. You got it, Edward. Congratulations.
I always thought it was just, you know, an apple falling from a tree because, just chilling, meditating. Who would have known? Plague.
Working from home, the bubonic plague, which sounds a lot worse than the coronavirus.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. Bubonic plague, black plague, that all sounds worse than COVID.
You know what goes good with the coronavirus?
What's that?
You gotta have the Lyme disease.
Oh, I got you, the lime and the corona. I see what you're doing there. I got you, Edward.
Thank you, Rich. I'm glad somebody got it.
Hey, Edward, hang on the line because Dana's going to get your information here and get you that gift certificate.
Sounds good.
Thank you. And let me get the other names. Hi, who's this?
Hey, good morning. I'm John.
Hey, John, what's the first letter of your last name?
W.
All right. And I've got you in for the win.
Which state was the only state that won't allow pet stores to sell the purebreds? In other words, you got to be a shelter dog or you got to be a rescue. What state are we talking about?
Where do you say you live?
Do you know? No? You there?
John, I'm sorry. Hey, John. You there?
Hey, John.
John, I'm here.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, hi. Do you know which state that was?
No, I'm sorry. I did not catch the point.
Okay, that's all right. No problem.
Not a problem, but thanks California. For calling, John.
Thank you.
Hey, one thing that Newton did as well while he was off on that staying at home, he worked on his Tinder profile.
Just Tinder profile?
Oh, Tinder profile. Yeah. All right, I got you.
What else you got on the internet that he had there? Yeah. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it, John. Hey, Jerry, you there? Is it Jerry or Terry?
Terry with a C.
Carrie.
Oh, Carrie.
Way off.
All right, Carrie with a C. All right.
Hey, Carrie. Thank you so much for calling. I've got your name in. And what's the first letter of your last name? No, it's B, right?
B, yes, sir.
All right. I've got your name in. Thank you so much for calling. Hi, Newstalk 93.1. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jim. J-I-M.
Hey, Jim. And what is the first letter of your last name?
S. It's in Sam.
Thanks, man. You are caller number 50 for the week.
All right.
So you are in at number 50 to to get our drawings at the end of the show here.
Yeah. So we got some cool stuff coming up.
Thanks for calling. And finally, who's this?
John.
It's another John. What's the first letter of your last name, John?
C.
John C. All right, John,
John
C.
You're
at number 51.
There you go.
So thank you much for calling, man. We appreciate it.
Enjoy the show.
Thanks.
Thanks for everybody who called in. And I just wanted to make sure we got everybody's name in because that's how it all works. And we are at, you remember yesterday we had that first time caller and he picked a number way out into the thing?
Right.
You remember what number he picked?
He picked 53.
He picked 52. Which is exactly where we just got to right now.
How about that? That's
amazing.
That's Edward said he was going to go to Food Outlet and buy all Spam. So
all Spam?
Yeah. Okay. He went to the grocery store yesterday and it was real crazy, so he's just going to stick to Spam.
If you start a rumor that there's a that there's a run on Spam, people will go buy Spam.
I don't think I've ever had Spam. I don't think I ever have.
You know that sound it makes when it comes out of the package? Though.
Again, I've never had it, so I don't. Other than I know what the cranberry sauce sounds like when it comes out of the can. It's the same thing.
Right.
I don't think I've had it as an adult. I think I used to like really dig it as a kid.
Spam?
Yes. Probably had Spam it as a kid.
Did you have it in your lunchbox?
I'm not sure, but apparently it used to be my favorite food. So
I got you.
All right, we're going to take a look at traffic. We've got Fox Business, your local news, all coming up in this break. We'll be back in just a bit.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Well, maybe you struck that rabbit foot this morning. It's Friday the 13th, and if you're out in traffic, not too bad, really. We've got some congestion on the East South Boulevard in front of Baptist. Troy Highway pretty heavy inbound to the East South Boulevard. Northeast Boulevard at the Wetumpka Highway, a little congested there. Atlanta Highway building into Madison, into downtown. I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit. Moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents out there into us to report to you, so buckle up, hold that rabbit foot close, and drive carefully this morning. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, Toyota RAV4s are as low as $189 per month with approved credit. There's a great selection of RAV4s and more at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Port. Buyers have returned to the market after yesterday's dramatic sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrials plunged nearly 10% yesterday on concerns that cutbacks and cancellations related to the coronavirus will push the U.S. economy into a recession. Kohl's says it is seeing some weaker sales, particularly in areas most affected by the virus. However, people are still shopping online. Its digital demand has not changed. Kohl's is postponing its March 16th Investor Day and will reschedule it. More tests are coming for the coronavirus, and they'll produce faster results. Drug company Roche Holdings says it has emergency approval from the FDA for a highly automated coronavirus test. Roche says it'll deliver results as fast as in 3.5 hours. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at HealthIQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. While there are no confirmed cases of coronavirus in Alabama, state and local officials are now preparing their response. Montgomery City and county leaders will brief the public today on community readiness and preparations underway. Alabama lawmakers approved additional money for coronavirus testing in response to increase the number of people being screened for the rapidly spreading illness. The Alabama Senate approved a $5 million supplemental appropriation for the Alabama Department of Public Health. And several local universities are now switching to online classes to help curb the spread of the virus. Troy University is offering online classes until April 6th. Auburn University and Auburn Montgomery are doing the same until April 10th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Over 100 million records sold. Casey and the Sunshine Band, live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Friday, August 14th, Casey and the Sunshine Band. Tickets on sale now at the venue box office and Ticketmaster.com. Presented by Big Spring Entertainment.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And hey, welcome back. We are just looking over our conundrum options. I've got this one that we checkmarked a couple of, I don't know, maybe a week ago.
Okay. All right, that's.
I mean, it's kind of our last resort because we have nothing else for
about. There is a very firm rejection of the last one.
Well,
that so.
we get our we get a couple of choices every day, and that one was just unacceptable. The one we got for today, but we can do that other one there. If you want to do that question, you want to make that our conundrum.
I think we can. Right. I think we can make that our conundrum.
All right, then.
All right, you know how it works, folks. You think you know the answer? You can call in with your guess. At 272-9228, Dana's going to be taking the calls as best she can.
Have patience, guys.
But yeah, here is your question for today. People with kids in the household are much more likely than those without kids to have one of these. What?
Okay.
People who have kids in the household are much more likely to have one of these than people without kids.
This is going to be a tough
You've
one.
You've really got to think out of the box on this one.
This is
going to
be a tough one.
Yeah. Look at there. There's a commercial about a grocery store, and there's actually stock shelves. What a fairy tale.
Yeah. Take down their names, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Just what line they're on and their name so that we'll know who we're going to at the time. Get their name and the first letter of their last name. So that I can differentiate them with among all the other names.
Mm-hmm. I'm the new intern.
Yeah.
Basically, is what that's turned into. So, and I feel a sneeze coming on.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Jay?
Don't sneeze on me, buddy.
We don't need that corona up in her.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I was away from everything.
Yeah.
It's over there. Have you ever, and I'm doing it right now, have you ever noticed how much you touch your face?
They said earlier this week, don't touch your face. I'm constantly touching my face.
I realize. I give it a shot next time. Consciously think about not touching your face and see how hard that is.
It is very difficult.
Now, I want to scratch my nose because I just sneezed, but I try not to. So.
Right. They said don't touch your face. My gosh.
All right. We got some calls coming in here. And let me just say, I have to talk about Millbrook Family Chiropractic. While she's getting these names, right. I'm going to do that.
Okay, great.
And tell you about Dr. Jeff Passley and everyone at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They are located, of course, in Millbrook. But if you're looking for the specific location, best place to do is go online to millbrookchiropractor.com. And once you're there, now you will get the specific location. You'll get their hours when they're open. You'll get the phone number. You'll be able to fill out new patient forms if you're new, and you'll be able to make an appointment if you're new or a regular patient there. You can make an appointment. But the other thing that you're going to find out is you're going to learn about the staff of Millbrook Family Chiropractic. You're going to learn about the services that they offer, which is much more than chiropractic services. They've got a lot of things that they help you do. I mean, Dr. Jeff Passley, he's an avid runner, fitness guy, and he is going to, they're going to try and develop a fitness plan for you as well if you need that. It's so much more than just chiropractic services that are on offer at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Go online to find out more at millbrookchiropractor.com. Okay, Dana. Hey, what Dana. Do we have for, I'm looking at your list there, and I'm going to write these in real quick. Just to make sure I've got these names. Bear with us, because, I mean, this is
it's
normally what I have to do.
8
there
o'clock.
We go. Yeah. Okay, let's go to line one and talk to, who's that, Hal?
Hal.
Hey, Hal.
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So what do you think it is? People with kids in the household are much more likely to have this than people without kids. What do you think?
We're going to guess thermometer.
That's a good guess. Yeah. That is not it. We're probably going to end up giving a hint on this thing.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be a tough one.
It's going to be a very tough one.
The answer that they're looking for here is
But that is not it, Hal. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rick. Hey, Rick.
Hi. I was thinking, since you said think outside the box, it might be a toy box.
Oh, no. We weren't throwing out that kind of hint, but
I will throw out a hint, though. It is not a physical object.
There you go. That's good. It is not a physical object. It's not a thermometer. It's not a box. It's nothing like that. It's not.
So hopefully that helps. If you think of something else, Rick, give us a call back, okay?
Nothing you can buy in a store and take with you, take home.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi. You just destroyed everything that I
said. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I'm so sorry. What was going to be your answer?
A high chair.
Okay,
a high chair,
no,
yeah.
That's not it.
It is not
it's
a
not
physical
an object.
Object.
It's not an object.
That's probably going to cause more confusion, but that's
now,
exactly what it is.
Can we say, Jay, you think we can say that, but you do pay money for this?
You do pay money? Well, yeah, you can pay money for this,
you
yes.
You should pay money for this.
You should pay money for it, but yes, that's correct. Okay. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thanks.
All right,
we got Jim S. Let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi. We're doing all right. How are you?
Enjoying the show. I'm good.
Appreciate it.
I think I've got a guess.
Right.
Maybe it makes sense. It's what I thought about it. Is a life insurance policy.
Ooh, okay.
This is right. good. That's not a physical object.
It's not a physical object, and it's something you pay money about.
And
but that's
probably
not,
true.
It's not.
Yeah,
what,
but
not
that
what
is
we're looking
not.
For.
That's not the answer we're looking for.
Right.
It's so
All
off
right.
the wall. It is so off the wall.
It is a little different.
Thanks for calling, Jim. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get more of your answers on the way.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and doorbusters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, we're back to the show here real quick. We're going to take these calls, and then we've got to look at traffic coming up next. Oh, let's go to James P., who called in. Hey, James.
Yeah, what was the question again, just to make sure?
Yeah, it's again, the answer's a little out there. The question's kind of straightforward. People with kids in the household are much more likely, there's no percentage, but much more likely to have one of these than people who don't have kids in the household. What do you think it is?
A bottle of vodka.
Not a physical object.
It's nothing.
But that's a good answer.
Still probably true.
All right, guys. Okay. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks. Take care. It. Hey, Rick's calling us back with a second guess on this one. Hey, Rick.
Hey, what is something like a 529 college fund?
Oh, okay.
Likely, yeah. But not the answer.
Yeah, see, now that's logical. But I think the actual answer, when you hear it, it's a little out there.
You're going to kick your radio. Thanks for calling, Rick. Thanks. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's a... Like, oh, man. I don't... We're going to have to give another
chance. It's not so responsible.
Oh, good.
Not so responsible.
Okay. Some people.
And also think of the fact that it has nothing to do with kids.
Right. It has nothing to do with kids, but you're just more likely.
The statistic just means that people with kids tend to have these than people without kids.
All right. So.
Which is very strange.
Correlation, not causation.
Yeah, exactly. So let's take a look at traffic while we take more calls. 272-9228 for a $10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro. Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident on Vaughn Road right near the Eastern Boulevard. If you're on Vaughn Road approaching East Boulevard, use caution there. The boulevard all the way around the city, moderate to heavy traffic right now. We got a little congestion. Northeast Boulevard, East-South Boulevard. Troy Highway is heavy, as well as 231 in from Wetumpka, with congestion at Redland Road and Jasmine Hill. The 31 from Prattville, we got a lot of cars inbound there. I-65. 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery, but no issues there. Buckle up, drive carefully. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon Wireless, GameStop, and much more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Even when the world of money gets a little topsy-turvy, there's always people who seem to come out ahead. If you want to know why that happens, you need to sit down and talk to a financial planner. I suggest Brant McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. He leads a team of people that is dedicated 24/7 to staying ahead of the trends in money. He's also the guy to sit down and talk to about your future. The events that you want to prepare for, whether it's your kids' education, your